There's no question that the holidays of 2020 are going to be very different than any in any of our pasts, most likely. But the holiday spirit is still to be found around town.
It sure is, Casey. As you know, I've known you for about 20 years, and I'm kind of a holiday curmudgeon, but not everybody is. And our front page photo, it was taken by Elva Osterreich while she was waiting in line in a long line of cars to get her COVID-19 test. But Eagle Eye Elva made the best of that situation while she was in line. She was near the Las Cruces Regional Aquatic Center, and she saw that there were City of Las Cruces personnel putting up holiday decorations on the exterior walls of that building. And so she took the time to note that all the workers were masked and they were practicing as much social distancing as the activity would permit. And so we've got this great photograph of holiday decorations going up just in time for the holidays, but it's also a reminder that we're dealing with the holiday season through the lens of COVID-19.
And Las Cruces has a new city manager. Talk about his first couple of months on the job.
Yeah, Ifo Pili has been on the job for about 2 months, and he spent much of that time listening, learning, and touring. He claims he's driven every single street in the city limits, that he's met with many business owners and city colleagues, and that he continues to look for ways to make Las Cruces the best place to live in the United States. That is his goal. Another goal, he wants to drive down poverty by attracting industry and new jobs. Mike Cook sat down with him for a profile of his first 60 days, and it's pretty good reading.
Art is something that has helped sustain many people over the course of the pandemic, and that does not exclude elementary school kids.
You know, I went to Central Elementary, so I could visualize while I was reading this story. Elementary students at both Central and Alameda share their art teacher, but they also share some considerable talent, so much so we put their story and some of their art on the front page of our arts and entertainment section. Teacher Deborah Moore has some insights into how art helps young students develop and gain confidence. You can read her words of wisdom this week.
The movie Walking with Herb is getting closer to distribution.
It's getting very close to distribution. It's been picked up by PureFlix, a faith-based distribution company. The movie was made in Las Cruces in 2018 with a cast that includes Edward James Olmos, George Lopez, Kathleen Quinlan, Christopher McDonald, and Billy Boyd. It should be hitting theaters next March. The film is based on the book of the same name by Las Cruces banker Joe Bullock. The screenplay was written by the late Tony winner Mark Medoff, and the movie was directed by Ross Marks, who is Medoff's son-in-law and a professor at New Mexico State University's Creative Media Program.
NMSU has teamed up with area winemakers, beer makers, recently, and the newest offering is the Six Shooter Rye Whiskey. Tell us more.
Pistol Pete is sporting a rye smile these days. The NMSU and Dry Point Distillers have launched Pistol Pete's Six Shooter. It's the first collegiate licensed whiskey in the country. A portion of the proceeds support NMSU's more than 400 student athletes, and Pistol Pete's Six Shooter is a rye whiskey aged 3 years. Read about it, how it came to be, in our business section.
And rounding out the preview for this week's bulletin is a topic that's so difficult to talk about, but that affects so many that we should talk about it. And we can thank the family in this story for sharing theirs.
Well, actually, this is a column that is written from time to time by our front desk person and classified ad person, Tova Jenrich, and she recently had a member of her family who took his own life, and she decided to begin talking to her kids about the importance of sharing their feelings and of talking about what's going on in their lives with their parents and other caring adults. It's a really raw, honest column. It's a hard topic, but it's an important topic, especially during the pandemic, to discuss with young people and anybody for that matter, and let them know the resources that are available to them if they're walking down that thorny path. And of course, that's just a sampling of what's in the bulletin this Friday on the 20th. There's a whole lot more that we didn't get to talk about. And if you just can't wait till Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed at lascrucesbulletin.com. That's all one word, lascrucesbulletin.com. And you can also check us out on social media.
Thanks, Jess. Stay safe out there.
You too. Thanks, Casey.